بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الناس أحسن قراءة؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من إذا قرأ رأيت أنه يخشى الله عز وجل. رواه البيهقي رحمه الله. We have hopefully understood by now that the purpose of the month of Ramadan is not just that a person, he does a lot of ibadah, he does a lot of tilawa, and through that he gains a lot of reward. The purpose of Ramadan is a bit more deeper than that. That a person, through the barakat and the nur of the month of Ramadan, he spends the month of Ramadan in such a way that his own heart becomes filled with nur. And when his own heart becomes filled with nur, then after the passing of the month of Ramadan, that heart which is filled with nur will be able to practice upon deen. And part of this is one of the reasons why the tilawa of the Quran is especially emphasized in the month of Ramadan. Because this is one of the best ways to fill the heart with nur. But the tilawa of the Quran will fill one's heart with nur when a person does it in the correct manner. When he does it not just keeping quantity in mind, but keeping quality in mind as well. And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has, in very short words, very concisely, summarize for us what quality is defined as in the tilawa of the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu relates, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that whose qira'ah, whose tilawa is the best? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person's tilawa, that person's qira'ah is the best. Who, when he recites, then you can see that he has the love and the reverence, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. Let me explain what this means. A person should, a Muslim's heart should have two feelings for Allah Ta'ala. One is the greatness and the reverence of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is the creator, he is the king of kings, he is the controller of everything. And the second feeling is the love of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is the one who has given me everything. He has given me iman, he looks after me. So when a person opens the book of Allah, the word of Allah, then he should open it with this in mind, that this is the word of that person, that being whose greatness and whose love is in my heart, who I have a lot of love for and who I have a lot of reverence for. And if a person reads the Quran keeping this in mind, that this is not just any ordinary book, it is the kalam, the words of my beloved, and the one who is the greatest. Then no one needs to tell him that when you recite the Quran, then concentrate. When you recite the Quran, then try to sit in a correct manner. When you recite the Quran, then don't look here and there. All of the etiquettes of reciting the Quran and will automatically come into his recitation. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. So we need to make this a point that yes, quantity, we are not saying quantity should not be a purpose. Yes, a person should try to recite as much tilawa as possible. But if you recite 3 juz without quality and 1 juz with quality, that 1 juz with quality will be more beneficial for you. So this is one thing that we should also keep in mind in the month of Ramadan. As you leave on your way out, then there is a leaflet titled The Rights and Etiquettes of the Quran, in which some very easy to follow etiquettes of the Quran are mentioned. Every person should take one, and especially those etiquettes which are easy, try to bring them into your recitation. Your recitation will, the benefit of your recitation will increase by multiple times. But today, before finishing, I just wish to point our attention to one particular etiquette of the Quran, which unfortunately in our masjid we find lacking a lot. And because of that, we are deprived of many benefits of the recitation of the Quran. One of the etiquettes of the Quran is that without necessity, a person does not recite the Quran whilst he is leaning. Yes, those people who have a back problem or something like that, that is a different matter. This is one of the etiquettes of the Quran, one of the rites of the reverence of the Quran. And just to further explain to you, this one habit of leaning and reciting the Quran, let me explain to you how many harms it has. The first harm is that you are not upholding the reverence of the Quran. The second harm, many people who lean against the wall, you will see that they put the feet out as well. If a person doesn't lean against the wall, he will never ever do this. If he is sitting in the saf, he will never put his feet out and recite the Quran. But a person leans against the wall, that is when he puts his, that is also against the reverence of the Quran. Similarly, the recitation of the Quran, its benefit is increased if you face the Qibla. In our masjid, if you lean against the wall, it is very rare you are going to be able to face the Qibla. Number four, if you lean against the wall, then you get a fantastic view of who is coming into the masjid and who is going out. So you are making it so hard for you to concentrate on the Quran that you can see every person who is coming in, who is coming out. Instead, if you were to sit facing the Qibla, then you would barely be able to see. It would be so much easier. And the final harm is that there is a lot of extra reward in sitting in the first saf and as in general as close to the minbar as possible for salah. Now we come into the masjid for Asr Salah. So we are from Asr Salah. So we could definitely get a place in the first saf or close to the minbar. But because we are so worried trying to find a place against the wall, that before, whilst we are doing tilawah there, the entire first saf, the second saf is full. And we have lost out on so much reward that we could have easily gained. So this is one particular etiquette which, for our own benefit, I'm requesting everyone to pay attention towards. And otherwise, try to keep this in mind that, you know, this is the kalam of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to recite the Quran in this manner. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.